Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and we're going to talk about a couple of things today. I'm going to talk about the vaccine effort and what some scientists are urging Joe Biden to do as far as the vaccine effort is concerned. And I'll give you a quick little hint. They're urging him to be more like Donald Trump, which is going to make some heads explode. But first, I want to talk about a new poll. Just saw it a few minutes ago. And it's really kind of extraordinary for one big reason. It's from it's the new Wall Street Journal poll. They changed pollsters not too long ago. And it has some of the standard questions that we've been seeing all along. For example, it has Joe Biden's job approval rating falling. No surprise there. Has him at 41% approve versus 57% disapprove. I mean, Joe Biden is getting deeper and deeper underwater. So that's interesting. But the thing that I thought was the most interesting is a particular question that it asked about Joe Biden and about Donald Trump. Now, in the background of the question is, there is so much uncertainty surrounding the 2024 presidential race that it is not clear, as we speak, whether the incumbent president, Joe Biden, who is currently less than a year into office, it is not clear that he will run for re-election. It's also not clear whether the former president, Donald Trump, will make a third, not one, not two, but three, the third run for the White House. So this new question I'm talking about in the Wall Street Journal poll tries to get at the issue of a Biden-Trump matchup without exactly being a Biden-Trump matchup. Now, they did ask the matchup question. They said if the election were today and it were between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who would you vote for? And it was virtually even, 46% for Biden, 45% for Trump. So a tie there. But what if the race turns out to be not Joe Biden, who'd be 82 years old, versus Donald Trump, who'd be 78 years old? What if it turns out not to be 82-year-old Biden versus 78-year-old Trump? The poll tried to cut through some of the emotions that are all around any such contest, and they asked this question. This is a quote from the Wall Street Journal poll. Regardless of how you may feel personally about each man, would you rather continue pursuing Joe Biden's policies and proposals or return to Donald Trump's policies and proposals? Now, that is the key question of 2024. I mean, the absolute key question. And just like the Biden-Trump matchup, the result was really, really close, but this time with a slight edge for Trump. 48% of those surveyed in this Wall Street Journal poll, 48% said they wanted to return to Trump policies, while 46% said they want to continue Biden policies. So I think these numbers give you a little glimpse of what a Biden-less and a Trump-less election might look like. Whoever the Democratic candidate is, whoever it is, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, whoever it is, will pledge to continue the work that Joe Biden began. Now, whoever the Republican candidate is will pledge to return to the policies associated with Donald Trump. And if Biden doesn't run, the Republican candidate running against this TBA Democrat, the Republican candidate will portray the Democratic nominee as a continuation of failed Biden policies. Now, if Trump is not in the race, the Democratic candidate, you know, will portray the Republican as Trump incarnate. So in that sense, the 2024 election is going to be Biden versus Trump, no matter who the actual candidates are. By the way, this poll continued to have bad news for Democrats. In what's called the generic ballot question, you probably know about that. It's the question that's asked in so many polls. If the election were held today, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for the House in your district? And Democrats almost always lead in the generic ballot, but in this one, Republicans are ahead 44 to 41. And there have been a spate of polls recently that show Republicans ahead in the generic ballot. So they're bad news. There's bad news for Biden, for the Democratic Party. More people blame the Biden administration for inflation than blame supply side problems or pent up demand caused by the pandemic or greedy corporations. More people blame the Biden administration than any of those other sources. So, I mean, there's plenty of bad news for Biden and Democrats in the poll. But the big question is that regardless of how you may feel personally about each man, would you rather continue pursuing Joe Biden's policies and proposals or return to Donald Trump's policies and proposals? That's an interesting question. Slight edge for Donald Trump. And it, I think, shows that a Biden-Trump match in 2024, whether it is an actual Biden-Trump match or whether it's a Bidenism-Trumpism match, is really overshadowing all of our politics at the moment, including the 2022 midterm election. So whatever happens there, America is headed to another showdown in 2024. And a lot of there's a lot of uncertainty about the actual people being involved. Will it be Joe Biden himself, Donald Trump himself? But in a figurative way, it is going to be Biden versus Trump, no matter who the candidates are. So just wanted to talk a little bit about that Wall Street Journal poll. Really interesting way for them to try to get at this question of Biden versus Trump. Now, what I was going to talk about in addition is the issue of vaccinations. And there was an extraordinary article in Politico not too long ago about what experts believe Joe Biden should do as far as developing, tweaking, coming up with improved or new vaccines as far as coronavirus are concerned. What should he do? Now, one thing I think to say is that as far as Donald Trump is concerned, before his disastrous departure from office, he left a solid list of accomplishments on the economy, on the courts, national security, other issues. But perhaps the most significant achievement was what was called Operation Warp Speed, which produced a COVID vaccine faster than virtually anybody believed was possible. Now, of course, the vaccine's effectiveness has proven more limited than was originally thought, but there is no doubt that it has saved a massive number of lives and reduced suffering since the first shots were administered about a year ago. Trump did it, creating Operation Warp Speed. He did it by taking kind of a World War II approach to the COVID problem. You know, if you listen to Trump much, you hear how much he admires generals. Now, that kind of came to bite him on the backside with some of the generals that he hired for his administration. But he really admires sort of World War II generals. He loves General Patton and General MacArthur. And so he, you know, it's when he grew up and what he heard from his parents. And there's just this deep admiration of the great American World War II generals. And when it came to trying to develop a COVID vaccine, which nobody said could be done in 9 months, he took a World War II approach to the problem. He threw money at it. He threw enormous amounts of money at it. And he funded redundant research among competing organizations on the belief that one of them was going to come up with something. He pushed the bureaucracy. He needled it. He bulldozed it. And then he pushed it some more to do stuff. And he pressured scientists to do more than they thought they could. Now, it resulted in a vaccine that nobody thought could have been done as quickly as it was done. Now, of course, it was during the campaign that this was going on, the presidential campaign, and Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, claimed that he would do a better job. Now, once he got into office, President Biden's main policy was to push the Trump-developed vaccine. That's been the mainstay of the Biden administration's COVID policies. He was caught flat-footed, Biden was, when the Delta variant hit, and he's really seemed unsure of himself at various points in the COVID pandemic. And you can see the public knows this. You can see that in public approval of his handling of the pandemic, which was once really kind of the tent pole holding up the rest of Biden's job approval rating. And that has gone down steadily. It's still better than his job approval rating of his handling of the economy, for example. But it has gone down. It has steadily declined. So now we have this Omicron variant. Everybody's talking about it. Nobody really knows how bad it might or might not be. But vaccine scientists are urging Biden to come up with a new Operation Warp Speed. Now, they would never, ever, ever say it because who would want to risk all the media ostracism? But they're urging Biden to be more like Trump. So I'm going to read you a little bit from an article in Politico. Quote, Omicron's potential to be the first variant requiring an updated vaccine has several high-profile scientists arguing that the Biden administration needs to think bigger. Again, this is Politico. In an article, it was headlined, Vaccine Scientist to Biden, You Need a New Operation Warp Speed. Now, continuing the quote, they want the president to lead a global effort to develop a so-called super vaccine, one that would protect against any new variant of coronavirus. And they quote a scientist named Eric Topol, who works for the Scripps Research, quote, we need a universal coronavirus vaccine that is not affected by variants. We can do this, but there has not been the will or the prioritizing. Many months ago, before Omicron, we could have had an Operation Warp Speed-like effort to take this on. I mean, they knew variants were coming, and they could have started an Operation Warp Speed-like effort to take it on. Now, Bruce Gellin of the Rockefeller Foundation, also quoted in Politico, said, this is probably the most important project we can undertake. But it's not happening. Now, doing something like this, like Operation Warp Speed, is so big that it needs government funding and it needs government direction. But it doesn't need the direction of the bureaucracy, it needs a direction of a leader. In the case of 2020, that was President Trump pushing the bureaucracy to develop and then approve a vaccine. Now, I'm going to quote one more time from Politico. Labs currently working on a variant-proof COVID vaccine are scattered around the U.S. and often duplicate each other's work. The National Institutes of Health has not made the issue a priority. So that is the Biden administration. It has become sclerotic and bureaucratized, just like it was before Operation Warp Speed. And scientists are begging President Biden to get behind something that would really make a big push. Trump realized that to attack a huge problem in record time would take a big, coordinated, heavily funded effort. But most of all, it would take a big, coordinated, heavily funded effort pushed by one powerful person, in this case, the President of the United States. So now, what seems clear is that Joe Biden should look to Donald Trump as an example of leadership on the issue of vaccine development. I'm not talking about any other issue that Trump may have dealt with, but on the issue of vaccine development, Biden should look to Trump as an example of leadership. Now, of course, Biden could never, ever, not in a million years, admit what he is doing. No Democrat could either. Now, many in the media would just have a heart attack. Their heads would explode if they did. But the sooner Biden follows Trump on this issue, the better. That was an extraordinary turn of events to see scientists essentially, not specifically, but essentially asking President Biden to be more like President Trump on the issue of developing a coronavirus vaccine. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I was going to talk mostly about the vaccine today, but I did see this new poll about the Trump-Biden matchup that's really, really extraordinary. And, you know, 2024, maybe it occupies too much of my thinking these days, but it's pretty much the Trumpism versus Bidenism conflict right now is defining all of our politics. It's defining the 2022 midterms, and it's certainly going to be the 2024 race, whether or not Joe Biden personally or Donald Trump personally is involved. So I think this is, you know, going to be something that we talk about a whole lot in the future. So listen, thank you very much for joining me. Really appreciate it. Hope you'll join me again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.